Netherlands for richness. Other choice Latin American coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. And the result is true harmony in a cup of coffee. It's Maxwell House. So good to the last drop.
We're in a spot. If we don't get a man to sing with Madame da Silva, we lose her money.
Oh, we'll never get a real singer. What we need is a man we can talk into posing as one.
Yes, that might work. A conceited man who likes to be flattered. A man who's attractive but not very bright.
A sucker.
Hello, girl.
Why, Bill Goodwin, we were just talking about you.
Really?
Well, yes. We were picking the handsomest actor in the movies, and naturally, your name came up.
Oh, well, Gracie, I wouldn't call myself the handsomest actor in the movies.
No?
Well, no, you see, I appear on the radio, too.
Well, anyway, Bill, we think you're beautiful.
Oh, girls, please. You're just trying to turn my head.
Well, why not? You have such a gorgeous profile.
Well, you think so? Well, I think I look better full face. It gives depth to my dimples.
Well, now that you know how we feel about you, Bill, I'm sure you'll be glad to do us a little favor.
Well, what sort of favor?
Well, we want you to go on the radio and sing with Madame da Silva.
With that ancient Aida? With that decrepit Delilah? Oh, no, not me.
You won't do it as a favor?
Well, I'm sorry, Gracie, but that's out.
Oh, well, then we'll have to use other measures. Francis, as vice president in charge of blackmail, have you anything that might persuade him?
Yes, Gracie, here are some items from my notebook. September 2nd, Bill Goodwin was seen in the Gay Paris beauty shop having a finger wave.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
October 10th, Bill Goodwin was seen in the same shop
having... Now, stop, that's enough. Gracie, you wouldn't spread this around, would you? Well, okay, you've got me. I'll sing with DeSilva.
Oh, good. We'll tell her that you're the famous Italian baritone, Enrico Goodwinaldo.
Enrico Goodwinaldo? Oh, no, that's too much.
Go on, Francis. What happened on October 10th?
Well, I had my eyebrows plucked. I mean... Never mind, I'll do it.
Ah, you silly Bill, and I'm glad we did it this way. At first, we tried to flatter you into it, but that's low and deceitful.
Oh, yes, yeah. Blackmail is much more sporting.
Well, we've got our male singer, Gracie, but there's another problem. George will never let Madame da Silva go on your radio program.
Oh, that's right. Not after the way she insulted him. I've got it. We'll make George think he's got a terrible cold and is too sick to go on. And then we can take over the whole program.
Well, how did you think of
that? I'll go out and work on him first. I'll meet all of you at the studio in half an hour.
We'll leave one at a time, and as we go, each one will tell George how sick he looks.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'll go out and get his cold started.
Meeting over there?
Gesundheit.
Huh?
I said Gesundheit.
What?
You sneezed.
I did?
Didn't you hear it?
No.
Goodness, your head is really stopped up.
Gracie.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit?
Oh, you heard that one, huh?
Gracie, I do not have a cold. Do you understand that?
Yes, dear.
Fine.
Gesundheit.
I sneezed again?
Yes. Oh, you better get right to bed, dear.
I will not. We've got a radio show to do tonight.
Well, forget our show, George. Your health comes first.
But I can't disappoint the people who tune in. They're expecting me to be funny.
Well, they've expected it for years, dear. One day won't matter.
Gracie, there's no reason...
Run in the bathroom and get you some pills. You just sit there and relax, dear.
Fuss about nothing. I'm okay. At least I think I am.
George, will you tell Gracie that I left?
Why, sure, Mrs. Martin.
And tell her that... George, stick out your tongue.
Ah.
Well, don't lose courage. Penicillin may pull you through.
Huh?
Goodbye, George.
I don't like the way she said that. Wonder if I do look sick.
Oh, George, I'm leaving. Will you tell Gracie?
Why, okay, Mrs. Bagley.
You know, there's something about you today that reminds me of the husband of a friend of mine.
There is?
Yes. My friend, the Widow Brown.
The Widow?
Goodbye, George.
Gosh, everybody thinks so. I do ache a little.
I have to go now, George.
I'll tell Gracie, Mrs. Fowler.
And don't worry about Gracie. She'll look lovely in black.
Little Howard Greer number, I guess.
Goodbye, George.
I never felt this bad before in my life. Maybe it's my blood pressure.
I'm going out for a little while, George.
Okay, Meredith. Maybe it's my nerves.
Naturally, you can't do the show tonight, but I'll carry on for you. I know jokes about practically any subject a fella can mention.
Maybe it's my liver.
Ha! Speaking of liver...
Not now.
Well, okay. I just thought I'd comfort you in your darkest hour. An old trooper like you, well, I thought you'd like to exit laughing. Goodbye, George.
In my head. The back. Stomach. Hope I don't faint.
Well, I'm leaving, George. Is there anything I can do, even if I'm not a surgeon?
Nothing, Bill. Nothing.
Before I go, I want you to know I was always fond of you.
Thanks, Bill.
You were a good guy, George.
I was?
Yeah, and I hope your suits will fit me. Goodbye, old pal.
Gee, and I was so young.
Well, I'm back with the pills, sweetheart. Here, swallow them.
Would you drop them in my mouth? I don't think I could lift them.
Certainly, dear. There. Now, I'll go down to the studio and do the broadcast.
Goodbye.
Gesundheit.
Again I did it? Gee, it's going to seem funny to lie here in bed at home and listen to the program. It'll be the first one I've ever missed. Better tune in and see what happens. I guess Gracie and Bill will handle the comedy and Meredith will play a lot of music. It won't be bad.
Our programs continue from the NBC studios in Hollywood.
The Beverly Hills Uplift Society presents the Beverly Hills Uplift Society program, starring the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. Our program opens with the members reciting the Beverly Hills Uplift Society slogan.
We always, always smile. We never, never frown. For the uplift will never let us down.
Oh, I might have known something like this would happen.
The Beverly Hills Uplift Society, an organization of women, for women, by women, dedicates this program to women.
Oh, beautiful lady. Mm-hmm.
getting married? Are you looking around for the right person? If so, marry a woman. Women make the best wives, the best mothers, and the best sisters. No other sex can make this statement.
Ah, beautiful lady.
Before a woman can become a member of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society, she must swear to abide by the woman's code, which is, a woman is thoughtful, straightforward, and modest. First, a woman is thoughtful.
I will never speak hastily or in anger to gain a slight advantage over my husband. I will be thoughtful and think out a clever plan which will really put him behind the eight ball.
Second, a woman is straightforward.
I will not paint my face nor curl my hair to deceive men. I will leave this to a certain class of women known as beauty operators.
Third, a woman is modest.
I will not whistle at men on the street. I will not straighten my stocking seams on a busy corner, nor tug at my girdle in public.
That does it. That does it. They made me believe I was sick so that they could take over the show. Well, those hens aren't going to lay their eggs on my time. Where are my shoes?
And now, ladies and gentlemen of Radioland, we have a real treat for you. Our newest member, the famous opera singer, Madame de Silva, will perform an aria from Il Trovatore. Assisting her will be that dynamic Italian baritone, Enrico Goodwinaldo.
Maxwell House coffee, by Maxwell House, good to the last drop. Oh, Maxwell House. Oh, Maxwell.
Mr. Ronaldo, I'm afraid you got the wrong cue. Didn't you hear me say decay?
Well, sure. Didn't you hear me say decoffee? Maxwell House is appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow. Coffee at its full-flavored best. Good to the last drop.
But those are the wrong lyrics. This opera is in Italian.
Oh, well, I was translating into English.
If you don't mind, let's sing it in Italian.
Very well, I'll sing in Italian.
Oh, this is...
Maxwell House of Coffee.
Oh, this is...
Maxwell House of Coffee.
Mr. Ronaldo! The Italian, please!
That's the one of a sin of you!
You're a people of buy and enjoy your Maxwell House of Coffee than any other brand of coffee in the whole wide world.
Max! I refuse to sing with you! I've never been so...
Oh, but Madame de Silva, please, please, we're on the air. Oh, dear. Girl, fill in quickly.
Beautiful.
Right there. Oh, come on, beat it, beat it. Get away from the microphone, you bats. Go on, shoot.
George, you're not in bed.
No.
Go to inside.
Not going to work anymore. Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I want to apologize for what's going on here.
Good night, folks. We're a little late.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.